About 70% of workers in Tema are working on casual basis. These workers are often forced to work under harsh conditions, working overtime without pay and without access to healthcare facilities. The Tema Regional Officer of the Industrial and Commercial Workers Union, ICU, Eliezer Nyaunu, disclosed this when he addressed workers to mark World Precarious Workers Day in Tema. He said most employers are abusing the intended application of the privilege of casualization and are refraining from engaging workers on permanent basis despite their casualization for many years. This, he said, is a source of worry since such workers have the same job description as their permanent colleagues and sometimes even more.
Indeed, the figures of casualization in Tema as a region are quite overwhelming. When you take it's about 70% of precarious workers are not unionized in Tema. And you have 60% of the precarious workers who have no written contract with their employers. Tema, being the industrial hub, has 80% of precarious workers who are paid salaries ranging from 70 Ghana to 700 Ghana, with a minimum educational background of a middle school living certificate and a maximum of HND or even degree. If you visit the various companies, your observations, fact, would send a very strong message to you that we have to do more than what we think we are doing in the labor front in Ghana.
Meanwhile, the Industrial and Commercial Workers Union is up in arms with industries which constantly flout welfare of employees. The union says the situation where permanent workers are laid off for casual workers is becoming alarming. The General Secretary of ICU, Solomon Kutei, noted that law on equal work for equal pay is being flouted with impunity by some industries which have decided to engage casual labor in order to escape tax. The ICU also expressed frustration at the rate of unemployment, which it describes as alarming. Brighton Trauma reports.
Today marks the maiden edition of the Precarious Workers Day, which has been observed globally. The essence of the day is to bring to the attention of government, employers and CSOs injustices meted out to some category of workers. The ICU is leading the campaign for decent work in Ghana. The General Secretary of ICU, Solomon Kutei, said that the abuse by some employers of the Labour Act that grants them the privilege to engage casual and temporary workers is reaching an alarming proportion. He said some employers are casualizing the whole department of existing permanent workers in an organization under the guise of outsourcing with mega pay, value and dignity. He noted that most of these workers are denied rest period, sick leave, and further breach of the labor laws.
We have a national constitution that says equal work for equal pay. Yet, these unfortunate brothers and sisters of ours are doing the same work as permanent workers, yet they are being denied their due and their rights. For this reason, ICU, joining us all in this global campaign, we are saying precarious work must stop, and it must stop with everyone who is in this business now. Meanwhile, the class of workers of the same type of work and work for the same number of hours as their permanent colleagues, but comparatively, they receive lower earnings. We see this as gross injustice, which is socially and morally unacceptable.
Mr. Kutei spoke against the taxing of overtime allowance. He said the trend must stop and hence that a petition will be sent to the president for a review of the laws on overtime.
With overtime work being taxed, the incentive for the workers to continue to do this overtime has become an albatross on their neck. This has adversely affected health of these workers. But because most of them are exuberant and young, they cannot see. But in our own research, those who retire and in no years they die are those who have done a lot of overtime work during their working period. The union therefore appeals to the government to add their voice to take a second look on the law of tax on overtime.
The World Precarious Workers Day is being observed throughout the 11 industrial regions of the country.